Hi, and welcome back to the Business of Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Tara Humphrey. I run an award-winning healthcare consultancy specialising in supporting primary care networks. I'm a facilitator. I am a mum of three. I have an MBA, and I would class myself as a bit of an adventurer. And I absolutely love all things business, all things leadership, all things management. So I created this podcast for clinical and non-clinical colleagues working in the field of health and care, and for those of you looking to develop your leadership skills. Every week we release an episode which focuses on the hard and soft skills required to lead in this increasingly complex environment as we move to delivering more integrated care. So let's jump into this week's episode. Hey, and welcome back to the Business of Healthcare podcast. I hope you guys are doing well. So today we have a solo episode for you. And on the surface, it may not feel like it's work related, but I really do believe some of the questions I've been exploring myself are really having a positive impact on my work and career. And these questions have been coming up because I'm currently in a really reflective headspace because I'm recording this on the 14th of March and the business turns 9 on the 17th of March, which is my also actual birthday. So I've really been thinking about the achievements of the business, like where I've succeeded, where I have failed miserably, where I want to take this business moving forwards. So I'm being reflective from a really positive place. I'm coming to the end of my business year. I'm really, really happy with the performance of the business. But of course, there have been ups and downs, and I just can't stress that enough. I sometimes think I have unintentionally created a persona where I only share the good things and life is peaches all of the time. And don't get me wrong, life is good, but also life is tough. And I run a business, I've got employees, which I feel an immense amount of responsibility for. You know, they've got bills, mortgages, rent, kids. A team member's just bought a new house. And I provide them with a job. So that is stressful. So please don't think that every day is just like, it's just like rainbows and flowers and singing all of the time. It's not. And if any of you are in a leadership position or run a business, you know that it's not. It doesn't mean I don't love it, but it is hard. So I've really been reflecting on what has got me here and where do I want to take things. I think the more I run this business, the more strategic I am, the more I appreciate how long things take. And I know I need to start planting different seeds to help me progress. I need to do that now, even though I'm thinking, where do I want this business to be in 10 years? I need to start doing things now differently in order for me to achieve some of the goals I want to. So these are some of the questions in no particular order, and it would be really good if you could do it along with me. Keep pausing it, come back to this episode. They're simple questions, but they're deep and hopefully will make you think in a positive way. So the first question is, what makes me happy? What makes you happy at work, at home? What are the things I really enjoy doing? And I've really been reflecting on that. I won't give you all of my answers, but one of the answers in a home perspective is, for those of you that are long-time listeners, you know I like to do ultra marathons, and I've not done anything since 2022. I did 2 marathons in 2 days across the Sahara. I came back, and then a week later, I crashed my bike, and then I bought a Peloton, which I love and obsessed with, a Peloton bike and a Peloton tread. So I'm still exercising, but I'm not chasing those ultra marathon distances. So I really want to get back to that. I love training for an event, doing that stuff, having adventures, going abroad, doing it solo. I do these things solo. I really, really enjoy. The business always performs better when I'm doing a physical challenge. I'm so focused, and it forces me to get all aspects of my life in order when I am exercising so intensely. So that is something that really, really makes me happy. Doing the podcast makes me happy. Blogging makes me happy. I would do it for free. And that's one of the questions. If money wasn't an object, what would I do? And I would continue to create healthcare content. I really, really enjoy it. I think it feeds the soul. Really enjoy writing. Really enjoy the podcast. I like social media, all of that stuff. I still really love my business, and I love the work that we're doing. I want a bigger impact, which we'll come on to that later, but I love working in primary care. I really, really do. I feel like I am in the right place. Somebody asked me not too long ago, would you work in education or would you work in a different sector? And I was like, nope. I love primary care and I love learning about healthcare. So this is the sector for me. I'm so glad I found it. It found me. So the next question for you to consider is, what do you want to be remembered for? And that's one of the questions I'm asking myself. What do I want to be remembered for? And I think for me, I really want to feel like I've made an impact and I've made something that lasts beyond me. That's really, really important. And I have got a yearning, a calling to do more stuff in the community, to do more stuff with patients. A really good example is many of you know my youngest daughter's got type 1 diabetes and she wears a device which has been created by a company called Dexcom and it's a continuous glucose monitoring device. So without doing finger pricks to test her blood glucose levels, she wears a device on her which needs to be changed every 10 days and she can look at her device or she can look at her phone. I can look at my phone, my husband can look at his phone and we can see what her blood glucose is and if she is high, if she is in range, if she's low, she's rapidly going up, she's rapidly going down. That piece of kit is life-changing. It really, really, really is. And my daughter also wears a device which continuously delivers her insulin so she no longer has to use pen injections. That device is also life-changing. So I want to do some life-changing stuff. I really, really do. I want to work more closely with patients. I always go on about my new friend Joan, and it's such a small thing taking a meal round to her every week, but I just learn so much. And there's so many Joans. There'll be so many elderly people at home by themselves. And all they just need is an hour chat a week. I learn lots. She gets some company, and it makes me want to do more things like that. So I want to have a bigger impact than what I have now. Another question I've been exploring is how do I want to spend my leisure time? So I mentioned exercise. Me and my husband, rather unromantically, I think this is, but maybe it was like in November last year, we were like, well, I was like, you book 6 dates, I'll book 6 dates, you know, like just book them in the diary and let's just have some fun. So, Mark, if any of you've watched Sex and the City, he booked us to go and see the author of that, I think a lady called Candice Bushnell. Oh, it's so good. There's only like 10 men in the audience, but me and Mark used to watch it all the time. So he did that. We went on a coffee date. We went to the Caravan Coffee Club and we learned how to make proper coffee. And then I ended up buying a really expensive espresso machine. And yeah, it was really good. So we've got lots of dates, lots of adventures, just lots of experiences like workshops, like not just dinner and drinks. So that's how I want to spend my leisure time. And when it comes to the girls, I won't go on, but I always go to the cinema with my middle daughter, Layla. We love like watching Marvel films and adventure films. Like that is our thing. My eldest daughter, Tia, she loves reading books. So what we do now is we read the same book together, which is really, really good fun. She's a fast reader. So I have to like hide her book. I'm like, slow down. And Tali's really into dance. So being there for her and watching her and helping her like practice her dancing and that's the stuff I want to be doing. Another question I have been asking is, what assets do I want to invest in the business and personally? So that is really, really important. I say in a healthcare consultancy like mine, you can make fast money, but also I want slow money. I want to invest my money, which pays dividends over time. It's a bit of a risk, but that doesn't faze me. And I know lots of people think I'm crazy. I don't know if I should say this publicly, but I'm really interested in the business of general practice and general practice partnership. So, is that a direction for me? Could I invest in another business? At THC, we're really investing in our digital infrastructure and we've created a members club. The podcast is a tremendous asset. The blog is a really good asset. So where do I want to invest my time and money in moving forwards? Thinking about the long-term future. I'm not interested in a one-night stand. I want to build my assets for the long-term future. The lovely thing about healthcare and lots of careers, it's a long career. I went to an event and Patricia Hewitt was there. I want to say she's in her 70s. She looked fantastic. You know, like it's a long career. So I want to take my time and I want to be strategic. So I talked about what would I do if money wasn't an object and I'd still love the business. I think I would do more in the community. I'd want to be involved more, especially if like money and time wasn't an issue. I would say I'm not an overly social person. What I mean by that is I'm not the sort of person that walks into Tesco's like, "Hi, Julie," or walks down the town and is really friendly. I've usually got my headphones in, thinking about work, thinking about what I've got to do next. And I really just want to be part of my community because I'm not going to work forever. So that is, if money wasn't an object, if time wasn't an object, I would want to be like a pillar of my community. Don't know if that sounds strange, but it's just what I want. I watched this program called How to Live to 100, and it was like you move every day, you eat good food, and you're part of your community. That will keep you living longer. The next question I've asked and I pose to you is, what typically drives your decisions? So what typically drives my decisions? Is it emotions? Is it data? And me and my husband were having this conversation, and I'm like, how big a problem is X, Y, and Z? Are you basing this change of direction purely on your emotions? And that is okay. But if one or two people say X, are you going to pivot? Or is the data telling you one thing, your emotions supporting that? So what is typically driving my decisions? And I would say I'm an emotional person and I go through phases of being ruthless with my time and really focus and tunnel vision. And then other times I fall off the wagon and I want to be liked. You know, everybody's like, oh, can I pick your brains? And it's not if I want to be liked, but I don't want people to think that I'm not a nice person, that I'm not helpful. That is really important to me. I feel like I'm in this position and lots of people have helped me get here. So many people have helped me get here. And I feel like it's my duty to pay it forward. But that's really hard when I don't feel like I've always got the time or the relationship, actually, sometimes with the people. So I feel like I want to be generous. And then I've done that. And then the person's gone, thanks. They've taken it. And then they've just gone. And it's like learning to give without any expectation, I suppose. But a thank you would be nice. But yeah, sometimes what drives my decisions is my fear of how other people may perceive me. But I also do follow the data and also my feelings. Like the business is in a really good position, but I also feel like I will change my mind and be like, that was brilliant. And that can just be brilliant. And we can just leave it there and just close it down. I do that all of the time. And so my just needs change, my wants change. So it's got pros and cons to it. And I think it's just about checking in. And one of my strengths is my ambition and I'm quick to act. And one of my overdone strengths is I can be rash. So I think it's just about me slowing down and really thinking, where is this coming from? Is it an emotional response? Is there hard evidence and data to support me to do X, Y, and Z? So what is typically driving your decisions?
The Business of Healthcare podcast is brought to you proudly in partnership with 10,000 Donors and their Gob for Good campaign. Gob for Good is all about getting as many people as possible to join the stem cell registry. Only 3% of the UK are registered to be stem cell donors and only 0.4% of the global population. If you or a loved one have the devastating news that you have been diagnosed with a blood cancer, the chances of you finding your blood stem cell match is significantly reduced if you have a minority ethnic heritage. It is really, really simple. All you need to do is click into the show notes or visit the Gob for Good website at gobforgood.com and get yourself signed up to the registry. You could one day receive that life-saving call, or one day you may need that life-saving call. Now, let's jump back into this week's episode.
Next question I have been asking is, who do I want around me and who is in my inner circle? Now, I've got two coaches. One of my coaches, she's a health and wellbeing coach. I've talked about her before. Her name is Helen Werrell, but she's like my life coach essentially. And we talked about there is this like circle and it's like, who is in my inner circle? And I'm quite cheesy and really thinking about who do I really trust? And I think from a business perspective, I've really thought carefully about that. I think I've invited people into the inner circle and I've made a mistake. And the sort of people I need around me are just the people that get it. And what I mean by that is if I have had a terrible day or a terrible week at work, and yes, sometimes I have terrible weeks at work, and I can phone up Monique Carriel, who's been on the podcast twice, and I can speak to her and she gets it. She doesn't try to coach me. She doesn't go, oh, she doesn't say annoying things. She just is there for me. She knows what to say. I know how to communicate with her. And she is a very, very important person in my life. She is in the inner circle, big time. And my accountant is like, actually, the other day, we were going through the numbers and I really like his style. He's very dry. He doesn't smile much, which really makes me want to make him laugh and make him smile. But he is fantastic at managing me. I'm happy to take risks, but I also like my finances in order. And every now and again, I'll get a message from HMRC to say, you've not paid a tax. And I like pay on the day. That stresses me out. I don't ever want to be behind. And he just gets that. Like, I pay my corporation tax on the day they send it to me. He's like, Tori, you got 9 months. I'm like, no, I'm paying it. I know that may sound crazy and I probably should invest it in a high interest account and then pay it. But I just like my bills sorted. So who's in my inner circle? And I think be really mindful of the people you invite into your life and what you share with them is so, so important. So yeah, who do I need around me? People that understand what it is to run a business. That's who I need around me. And I also need light relief. Like, not everything has to be so serious all the time. Like, I want a laugh. I like playing sports. I love watching sports. So sporty people, active people, people that have got an open mindset. Those are the people that I want around me. I've got a few people in my life, and it's a compliment, that see me as like, shouldn't have any problems. Or like, if Tara can't do it, I can't believe Tara has tech problems. I can't believe Tara gets tired. I can't believe Tara doesn't just have everything together all the time. That stresses me out. I don't need that energy. I'm just a normal human being. So I just want to be like one of the group. I don't want to stand out from the group. I just want to be in my peer group. We're just all in it together. We all need support. We all have challenges and we're all just there for each other. And we're not like, oh, I wouldn't have thought that you would need X. You've got it all together. Like, nobody's got it all together. I've got 3 kids. 2 of them have got long-term conditions. My husband runs a business. I run a business. We've got a dog. Life is incredibly busy. All the kids are at secondary school, 3 different secondary schools. So yes, I am organized, but life is busy. Life is busy and I need people around me that get that. The other thing, and it speaks to my accountant, is do I know my numbers? So I have quarterly management accounts with my accountant. I also constantly looking at my banking app and looking at what I'm spending my money on and what do I want to buy and like saving up and things like that. So do I know my numbers? Do you know your numbers? Do you know how much you really need a month to live a comfortable life? Are you saving? Do you know how much you're paying on in like insurances and things like that? If you have any debt, do you truly understand how much debt that you have and when you're likely to finish that? Like, these are the questions we've been going through. I like to keep it ship shape. That's been really good. And then another question is, what am I doing which no longer serves me? And this speaks a little bit about the inner circle. So this person wasn't in the inner circle, but every time I was around them, I just felt bad. I felt like I don't get them. They don't seem to get me. This does not feel good. And have you ever had a friend where you're like, we're friends, but I don't know if I really like them. And I don't know if they really like me. So I definitely had that experience. And in the end, I just was like, this has just got to stop. This no longer serves me. And me being in this person's life, I don't know what this is giving them. It just felt like we're not on the same page. I always felt offended by everything they said. So that relationship needed to end. So I think it's really important that, you know, that we can choose who is in our life. We can choose to let go of things, and it's hard. And I'm not sitting here going, this is easy, because it might be a family member. It might be your job. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is deep stuff, it's big stuff, but it's really important because it is your life. And I think we all sometimes have hang on to stories that are just not true. It's no longer serving me. And once I've reached that conclusion and really looked at it from all angles, and then I've gone, do you know what? I'm like ready to just let this go. I'm ready to just move on. It's freeing. And I do that with the support of a coach. So what are you doing that is no longer serving you? And this is about you, or this is about me, you know, like it's about my actions. So it's not about, I wish they would stop doing X, Y, and Z, because you can't control them. It's about you, your mindset, your actions, your values, the words you say, things you eat, things you drink. It's what is no longer serving you. And then it's like, what am I going to do? That's the next question. It's like, okay, done a bit of soul searching. What am I going to do? So watch this space. But I think I feel really good. I'm not going to lie. Some of the conclusions I've come to means I'm stopping some things. It feels hard, but also the right thing to do. It's confirmed to me I love my business. I was never really in any doubt, but it's good to check, you know, like it's good to just check, like, what do I love about this job? And what do I love about this business? And what do I want to do? Who do I need around me to make it happen? Where do I need to up level my mindset? Where am I lacking in confidence? And where's the stories around that? Where am I getting in my own way? Who do I need to reach out to get support from? And I'm really supported. I really, really am. There are some people that I wouldn't say they're like my friends, like I speak to them all the time, but there are definitely some people that have been on the podcast I could reach out to and go, the SHIT has hit the fan. And they would be there. They would be there in a heartbeat. And that is such a lovely, lovely feeling. So I hope that this is helpful. I think it's really important that we proactively design our lives and our careers. We don't have to stay where we are. We can change things. It doesn't mean it's not hard, but it means that we absolutely have the tools, the resources, the support. And once you get clear on what you want, things just start to happen and you vocalize them. People start to kind of come out and go, oh, I hear you're interested in this, or just random things present themselves. And you're like, how did they know? So this exercise is about getting clear on what you want in all aspects of your life. I wish I could point you towards some resources, but these are just journaling questions, questions that I've been asking with my coach. You know, when you know what you want to do, but you're just scared, we need to not be scared, or we can be scared and do it anyway. So I hope that you found this helpful. Reach out to me, DM me. And my question to you is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do next? You're going to answer some of the questions. You're just going to crack on with your day. You're going to have a chat with someone. I'd be intrigued to find out. I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining us. If you like what you hear, I would absolutely love it if you left us an iTunes rating and 5-star review. I know many of you give us a shout out on social media, which is lovely to see you guys listening to the podcast. So please come and find us on Twitter at THC Primary Care, on Instagram and on LinkedIn. Just look for Tara Humphrey. And if you're not subscribed to our newsletter, please do. You get to hear more insights, more confessions, some tips and tools, and a roundup of our activity over the week. So click on join the newsletter in the show notes, and I will see you in the next episode.